Welcome to Skintimate Combos.
Hi guys, happy new year.
Happy new year, it's 2025.
I know. What the heck? Me. God, freaking weird. But yes.
Kind of freaks me out.
I know, time's just freaking flown.
No, but like, and I'm just giving this away, but I was born in 86, so 2025 means,
it's a lot to take in.
It's okay, she's still 30. Uh-huh. I was 28 a couple weeks ago. Now I'm 30. It's fine. I'm fine. We're fine.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. But I know it is crazy that it's 2025.
Like, no, it's wild.
What the heck?
Like, it's like we're, ever since COVID, I do feel like we're like in a time warp. I don't know if anybody else feels like that, but I feel like it's all a blur.
Yeah. And I can't believe COVID too was like already 5 years ago.
Oh my God.
But it just feels like it was last year.
Yes.
Kind of. I don't know. Time just flown.
Well, welcome back, you guys, because I want to touch on that, actually.
Yes. Okay. Yes, hi.
But welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining us
and listening to us. And just ramble on.
Ramble on about our,
our shenanigans and our dumb shit, but we love it.
We love it, and we love you guys.
Yes. No, so thank you guys, again, we always say this, but thank you guys so much for the interactions,
the support.
Watching, support, listening. It's just so great. We love all of you guys.
And we're going to get better at all of this.
Yeah.
If you're kind of snoozing, I promise it'll get better.
Yeah.
But this is our first sober podcast. Not that we get fucked up here.
No.
But we will take a shot before we come in just to loosen ourselves up. So we were a little nervous starting
and drink wine. Yeah.
But we didn't do anything. We did say we were going to cut back on those things for the new year.
Yeah.
So let's see if next month we're doing this too.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I feel like already so this far this week have not had any wine.
It's Tuesday. But yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Usually it's 7 day a week thing. So. Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
So I think we're doing great already.
I'm so proud of us.
Well, it's barely. But
yeah,
it's fine.
So we're gonna like loosen up hopefully throughout this time, not having any wine in us, but yeah,
it's okay. Well, going back to what we were saying, the whole COVID thing is how me and Haley met.
Yeah, so we want to get a little bit more personal on this.
She says personable normally, so that's why she's making it a point.
We want to get more personal on this podcast. A lot of times we always get asked, how'd you guys meet? When'd you guys meet?
We always get asked that because people are like, have you guys been friends forever?
I'm did you like each other when you first met?
No. I did not like her.
I did.
I mean, she like me. Instantly loved me. But she's just so lovable. Me, I'm all, who's this? Who's this bitch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just want to touch on some personal stuff, how we met, friendships. Our past and everything
all
like
the things,
that. Yeah.
Stuff that built us to where we're at today.
Yeah. Get to know us a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Go ahead.
So, how did I meet Haley? So, she was actually a client at our previous employer's place. Mm-hmm. And
I was seeing our other good
injector.
Injector there.
So, yes. So she was seeing our other injector. And when she told me, she's like, I'm going to get my client. She's so cute. I'm going to get her hired. And I was like, oh, we're hiring clients now. Like, I was just being salty because that's what I do. Like, I don't just take chances. And so the moment I saw her walk by, I was like, who's this tall bitch? Like, that was my first impression. I was such a dick. Like, why was I so mean? Like, I was mean girl energy. I was like in my 20s, you guys. I was a little... I don't know what was wrong with
How
me.
How old were you?
No, I wasn't in my 20s. Well, 5 years. See, we lie so much that now I don't even know my age. No, just kidding.
It's like, this is 40.
No, I was just being, I guess I was just being petty. I don't know. But anyway, so I instantly wanted to hate Haley. Okay?
She did.
And you know, all best friendships start with, I thought you were a bitch. Mm-hmm.
And so, that's when the best friendships
form. And then I was already reluctant to meet her. And then... She actually went up to me and she was just, what did you tell me?
Oh, you're like on our first date.
No, yeah, it was your first date. Her first
I was so nervous, you guys, though. Like, it was so scary and intimidating.
And awkward.
How old was I? I was
22.
22 when I started.
So it means I was 25. I'm just kidding.
No,
I was 32.
You were 32 when we met. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And how long had you been an esthetician for?
I had been an esthetician for about like 7 months.
Oh, you were new.
I was new. I worked at Massage Envy.
Well, now I feel bad.
Yeah, it was a little baby coming into a dermatology office. Like, it was intense, like, intimidating for me, but I was so excited. But, yeah, I started at Massage Envy. I was in my Massage Envy uniform when I came.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember our manager at the time was like, she's so cute. She screamed when I offered her the position. Oh my God, I was just like, why, she don't want to be here? Like, what? Like, that's weird. I was just like, you guys, I was just a bitch. But so she goes up to me, and I'm already just like, And she goes up to me, and she's like, are those your cheeks?
And I was like, I love your cheeks. Are those
no,
your
you
cheeks?
Didn't. You're like, are those your cheeks? Because I would have been like, oh, I would have instantly liked you had you complimented it. You were just like, are those your cheeks? And I was just like,
who is this bitch?
Yeah, bitch, I did it. They are mine because I put them in there. So I was just like, who is this? And after that, like instantly after that, she asked me if my Louis Vuitton was real. I was like, oh, oh.
Yeah.
And then the next day she wore exactly what I wore. So I ran to the other nurse and I was just like, oh, your client's over here asking me all these things. Like, she's so rude. She was just young. Yeah, like, she so just young, came across like
so new into this the whole more, world.
Now that I know Haley, I'm like, she does say some crazy shit sometimes. And I'm just like, oh my God, Haley, she has no filter.
I get it from my mom. My mom is the exact same.
I met her mom and I was like, oh, that explains a lot. Uh-huh. No, but that's how it started. And then at that moment, like, we were coworkers. Yeah, we were cool.
Kind of in the beginning ish. Like, we all sat in the same room.
No,
like, we
yeah,
were super
I sat
cool
in my corner though, did my thing.
We you chatted.
Kinda
did,
yeah, we all kind of intermingled. Yeah. We had a really, really tight team back then, which I loved.
I miss
them.
You guys. I love
I
you
know.
All.
We had the best team we worked with back then.
Mm-hmm. We became family.
That's what really kept us so happy for so long there. It was amazing.
It was.
But that being said, COVID happened. Dun, dun, dun. So that means you started in what
year? I started in 2019.
Okay, so then what? Next year, less than a year,
COVID happened.
And she was in a really bad place. She was in a horrible relationship. Mm-hmm.
Very
and
toxic.
I remember just always just seeing her upset or stressed out, and I would hear the way he would talk to her, and ugh, I would just cringe. I hated him. But whatever, I wasn't her friend, so I didn't care. But during COVID, then we got really, really close.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know what got us so close is we both loved our jobs. It was crazy. We were how are we not going
to
work?
We cannot work. Like, we need to go to work. Like, we were dying just, like, not
just
working.
Hustlers. Yeah. We both had the same work ethic, which I think that's what instantly, like, drew us together. And we would always talk about how we weren't going to make it through COVID because we wanted to go back to work.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, goodness, that was nice. We had a nice little break, which was, I mean, it was a horrible time, you guys. It was really scary. But
it was hard times.
We did have some time off, and she would go to my house. And
all
we
the
would
time,
just drink,
every day.
And we would lay in the pool. Yep. Oh, it was
such a good
so
summer.
Amazing. I remember when my husband met her, he was like, who is this chick? You guys are always in the pool drinking, and she burps a lot.
I'm a burper. A fun fact about me, like, I could burp. I really,
She's
my goal.
Actually gotten better.
Yeah, my goal is to burp like Elf at one point in my life sometime, but we'll see. But yeah, I was always like burping. Derek was like, what the fuck is wrong with your friend?
Yeah, I didn't do that kind of stuff. So he was just like, ew, what's wrong with her? She has a literal problem because she used to get like really bad, like, indigestion.
Yeah.
And she would just burp after burp after burp. And it was not like,
I have gotten
it was like,
better.
It was like disgusting.
It was pretty bad.
But anyways, so back to our story. But so we got really close during that time. And yeah, we just had a lot of common interests, honestly. And she was going through a really rough time. And I feel like our friendship kind of empowered her to get out of that situation, which was really nice.
It did.
She stayed with our friend.
Who actually got me hired.
Yes. She worked.
She saved me, helped me, like offered me to live with her and her family as I was getting out of this relationship.
She had a big family. So I was just like, girlfriend, you can't stay there for long. And Haley had never lived on her own. So I feel like she would have stayed forever had I not helped her find a house.
No, literally, you guys, like Bianca has truly been like my biggest inspiration and biggest mentor in life. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't be where I am today for sure without you. Like,
yes, you would.
No.
Maybe
like
not.
She no, like she you kidding. Literally have helped me so much.
Aww.
You helped me buy my house. Like, well, you forced
helped
me
you
to
find
get my
it,
house.
Yes.
buy
well,
my
I
house.
Did. I was
yeah,
like,
she all bitch, you need this house right now.
Well, she I'm was like, okay, so okay. She was looking at houses where or in the city, like right by where we're at, and or where SKN is. And well, in Albuquerque. So we were looking at houses in Albuquerque, and she was just like, oh, no, these houses are old. Mm-hmm. Haley's very particular. She likes things a certain way. And it was kind of scary for her, too, because what was in her price point, it was before all the fluctuations, too, in the prices. So thank God it happened when it did. It was, like, so meant to be. But she – it was – everything in her price point, she was like, oh, no. And I was like, oh, my God, this poor girl is never going to leave our friend's house.
Yeah.
So there was houses going up in my neighborhood. I was like, you should at least just – let's go check them out. And I was like, they're new and they're in your price point. Mm-hmm. So she was like, you know what? Screw it. Let's go. You'll learn quickly that Haley doesn't just go look. She ends up buying. So she ended up getting the house that was, like, perfect because literally as she closed – well, she has no history of having a mortgage or anything. Mm-hmm. So as she closed on this, the next month all the percentages skyrocketed. Yeah. She got instant – what is equity in her home?
Oh, my like, gosh. It was it's crazy. Just the, it's the it best all meant thing. To, yeah, it was meant, meant to happen. And truthfully, it was the only house I ever looked at, like – no, I shouldn't say that. I did look at one, like, townhome or something with Terry. But it was really, like, one of the only houses I looked at. And we walked in there and I was like,
brand new.
Okay, and let's buy it. And it was
the perfect size. It's tucked away.
It's private.
She's very afraid of things. Yeah, I'm
terrified.
Hello. She never lived on her own. She's always been in relationships.
Yeah.
But it helped her get out of that bad relationship and become, like, that was her first step to becoming an independent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was. Totally was.
Even though the first week that she moved in, she stayed on my couch. I was like, are you going to go home?
I was so scared, you guys.
She was like, oh, no, I need my cameras hooked up.
Yeah, I could not stay there. Like, I was just, like, freaking out. So I just stayed on their couch, which is now my couch.
She has an attachment to that couch.
She helped me furnish my house.
I did. Yeah. Like we had moved in to our house in 2017. She moved in 2020. So... yep. When I moved in, I just had random stuff that didn't even fit.
I know, because my mom.
Her mom, of course, goes to Mass. She's like, oh, no, what is this?
This is way too small for your house. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Bianca gets in her house. She was like,
she got in my head. So I was like, oh, my God, I need everything upgraded. So then I just gave her everything. So it was almost, I don't know, maybe you guys applauded this.
I swear we did
not. No, but so her house looked like a mini my house.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
But we have the same style.
Yeah.
And we found that out after I like wore the same thing when I first started. But we really did and do just have the same style. No, we show up
wearing the same shit all the time.
It just happens. So it was just meant to be.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it started.
Yeah.
And then it's just grown from there. Uh-huh. I mean.
It really has.
We've gotten so much closer, obviously.
Well, duh.
But just from that breakup, though, like, when she was in it, it was so bad, and she didn't realize it. And we all do that, because I've been in the worst toxic relationships. But Haley wouldn't have the things she had. She has her dream home. She had the dog. She got the dog of her dreams. Like, he used to be like, no.
Yeah. He really held me back, you guys. Like, and I didn't, obviously, like you said, I didn't see it when you're in it. But looking back on it now, like... yeah, he really held me back. He didn't want me to get a dog. Like, I've always just wanted my little Zeusie, little Yorkie. I wanted to, like, be, like, bigger in my career, have, like, more girly shit in the house.
He just didn't let her do anything.
No, it was just
He even made, like, changed her mindset. Like, all the things she used to want and was like, I want this, this, this. He'd be like, no. Ever since leaving that bad relationship, like, she literally got all the things, checked them all. Mm-hmm. It's so cool to see.
All my dreams, hopes, manifestations, like, really just been checking
and that's
off.
What happens. Like, if things aren't going good, you're forcing something that shouldn't be.
It's just not meant to be. Like, I know it's scary because, trust me, like, I was freaking terrified, but thank God I had my bestie. But, like, it is scary, like, leaving any type of situation, going out on your own, trying things new. Like, change is scary for sure. But I promise, like, if you're ever in that situation, get out of it.
Or if it feels wrong or they're forcing you to be something you're not, then that's not for you. Get out before you're in too deep.
Yeah, for sure.
I've learned the worst ways in my life, but it's really been really cool to see Haley grow. Because, I mean, I don't see myself grow, which is crazy, but I've really watched her grow, and it's just been so cool to see her become, like, such an empowering woman. Because she was just, like...
I was very timid.
Timid.
Yeah, and, like, kind of, like... people, like, walked all over me. I feel like I didn't have, like, a backbone or, like, say...
Now she's a bitch. And I'm like, yes.
I know. I definitely have grown. I feel sometimes bad.
Sometimes until she challenges me and then I'm just like, Oh, excuse me, ma'am.
I know.
We need to settle down. I'm the bitch in this friendship.
Yeah. I'll sometimes challenge her, but then I'm like, it back down. I get
She's
scared.
Always like, okay, I'm sorry.
I feel but so
no,
bad.
No, you've done so good. I'm yeah, so no. proud of you.
I know.
I'm
no, really thank proud you. Of like, your growth. I love, it makes me so happy, like, when we have our, like, intimate convos, like, and you just tell me those, like, really powerful, like, reassurance. Mm. Yeah. It just makes me so happy. And, like, again, I would not be where I am today because of you. Like, you have literally helped me and changed my life, for sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We all need friends like that.
Yes.
Like, yeah, we do. I feel like when I was going through my stuff, around the same age, actually, as yeah. you, which is kind of crazy. I think the 20s, I would just never go back.
Hard.
I would never go back.
Yeah.
But I did grow from it, so I don't regret any of it. But I feel like that's what builds us and makes us who we are.
Yes, and that's what I...
It's no regrets.
No regrets. Like, you shouldn't regret anything like that in your life. If anything, it's...
Lessons.
Lessons, and it helps life you lessons. Grow.
And when you're going through it, you're like, involved. Why? Why mm-hmm. me? Like, later on, you're going to be like, no, I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Because I've been through some fucked up shit, and no one would ever guess that. But
no.
I'm glad I did, and I don't regret any of it, because it's really made me who I am. It's made me stronger. Definitely. It's made me not yeah. put up with a lot of things. Like, it's been really good.
Yeah. No, for sure. I agree.
Going through it, it's horrible, it's though. Awful. You feel like it's the end of the world.
And it's never going to end, or mm-hmm. you're going to be stuck in this forever. But no, you just keep pushing you. Through. Pray, find a good bestie, like mm-hmm. have good people in your
around
circle
you.
And around you to help motivate you, to help you like grow for sure.
If you have yeah. friends that are like putting you down, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Well, there's yeah, plenty of
literally,
fish.
I know.
Like literally, yeah. even that just goes not only with relationships, but
friendships too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, so I know like no one would ever know anything about your, like what you've been through, like. Tell us a little bit about
God.
Your past.
Oh, God. Where do I start? It's been a million years. I'm going to be 40. So going back, I've always been in the medical field since I was 19. Mm-hmm. I was a medical assistant. And then immediately I was like, okay, I'm going to be a nurse, because I did not like being told what to do by these cute young nurses. I was like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Bianca
so then I leveled up, well went to nursing school. But during that time, I was in a very – okay, so I was married. I've been married. I'm on husband number 3. That sounds really bad. But
no, it's great.
We're bougie. It. I'm on husband number 3. So my first high school, stupid. But I had 2 kids from that. So I have a 20-year-old and an 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people wouldn't guess that because I look so youthful.
You never know. Exactly.
But now I'm going to be a grandma.
Ah!
But
I'm so excited.
We won't get into that too much. It's so exciting.
She's a little Taurus baby.
I know, it's gonna be a girl, and I'm so freaking excited.
But I can't wait.
See, this is what we suck. We get all off on these tangents. So then I got into another relationship after that one. That one I got out of that like when I was 21. Then I got immediately into another relationship. Horrible, toxic, awful. Got put down so much. Like, I really thought I was trash for the longest time. And it wasn't that I was.
No.
I used to be a confident person, but he really made me feel horrible about myself. Yeah. I was finishing nursing school, became a nurse, worked in med-surg, worked long hours. He was just not a good person, made me feel like crap all the time. But that was a bad relationship. Had my son, so I was stayed in it. I was in the thick of it.
Her third son.
My second son, but third child.
Kid.
So, and he's 13. So going through that, though, during that time, he was on a really bad path. And unfortunately, he ended up passing away, which was the hardest time of my life. I didn't realize I was in such a bad relationship, and I was going through so much bad stuff. I just really do feel like that was God's plan for whatever reason. But he did pass away, so I was a widow at a very young age. I was 27 when he mm-hmm. passed away.
And you just started at our previous place?
Yes, mm-hmm. I had just started at my previous employer. Like, literally, I started there in March, and he passed away in October. So it was yeah. all very back-to-back-to-back. Mm-hmm. I actually had a miscarriage in that time, too, which was weird because I had 3 easy births and boom, miscarriage, which I was like, why is this happening to me? But I was also going through so much bad stuff. I just thought my life was bad. And I just gotten used to it. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. You do just get used to it. Like, mm-hmm. like this is my life. Okay.
So you can change it. I got the job, which was the job of my dreams, honestly. My previous employer, like, that is what made the spawners, honestly. Like, that's where I started. And then had my miscarriage, then lost my husband. And it was just my whole world was falling apart that year. And that was in 2014. And look at me, 10 years later, started a business. Like, it's crazy to think all the stuff and hard stuff that you go through. Like, you think it's never going to get better. But I would have never pictured my life where it's at back then. But even back then, I used to be like, I want to open up a spa. Maybe I'll open up, like, a beauty lounge. Maybe I'll go back to school and be a cosmetologist. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just always knew I wanted to own a business. And I wanted it to be in beauty. I never would have thought I would end up where I'm at. Yeah. It's so wild just to see it the full circle.
No, it is.
I feel like right now, like, I couldn't ask for anything different. Like, I feel like I manifested my life. I said, this is what I want. And I kept working. I never stopped. No. I've always...
Hustle's always been there.
Always. Like, even when I worked... Before I got hired at my previous employer, before I was an injector, I always worked like 2 to 3 jobs. Mm-hmm. I just always have. Like, I've just...
Yeah, you've always just
I've been always stayed busy. Mm-hmm. I knew it was. I was an expensive person. So I was like, if I want this lifestyle, I have to pay for it and I have to work for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've just always really... I just grew up in a household. Like, my dad was always a hardest worker in the room, for sure. My dad could do anything. So... It was just amazing growing up in that. So that's what built me, and that's what made me who I am today. Honestly, like, it's been a hard struggle looking back, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
No, exactly. It's just,
like, it's unfortunate that people are no longer here, and we had to go through all those things. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, God has a bigger plan than we know of and why it happens. Yeah, but
agreed. Yeah. No, we just literally just trust in God, and everything will just... eventually fall into place.
And if you want something, just do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate school. But I went back for my NP. I was just, during COVID. Mm-hmm. I was like, I guess I'm going back to school.
It was during
COVID. Yeah, I started in July of 2020.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. But I was like, I have all this time. And luckily, I didn't work long hours. I went from having 2 to 3 jobs to having 1 because I did really well at my previous place. So, I mean, I had the time to go to school and have my kids, be a mom, and all of that just fell into place.
Yeah, it really did. Mm-hmm. You made it work.
Yes. So, struggles. I had foreclosures. I had a bad credit. I had all the things in my 20s. I was horrible. Mm-hmm. And now,
look at you.
It's all a thing of the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it really is. It's really cool just to, like, look back and just, like, think about where we were and
where we started.
Yeah,
even just think about when I met Haley, I'm like, God, that was 5 years ago. That's like forever ago.
I know, it does feel like forever. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we've only been friends for 5 years.
I know, it feels like a lifetime. I've known her for a long time.
Yeah, that's why we're soul sisters. Like,
another thing about us, like, we grew up with, we don't have a blended family.
No, yes.
Like, I have kids from that have blended families, so that was kind of hard for me, just kind of figuring out how to navigate that. But
both of our families have,
like, our parents are still married. Together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So we definitely have always related on that together as well.
Yeah, most people I know, they have come from, like, divorced families or blended families. I'm like, I only know that from my kids because they experience that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and then I'm now experiencing it with my relationship. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, she didn't
thankfully, know. Like, we'll have... I'm so blessed. It's so good. But yeah, it is. It is different to see,
especially because you didn't grow up that way.
Didn't do that at all. So it is interesting.
Like, learning it.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting.
No, but it's really good. Back circling around, like, just to have positive, happy influences in your life to help you just grow, evolve, become better versions of yourself.
And who would have thought I would be her positive influence? Because when I was getting out of my bad relationship, went through that being a widow and all the things, I had, like, such – I'm still really good friends with them, actually. I had a good group of girls that I just looked up to. They were all successful. Mm-hmm. They were entrepreneurs. We had the same goals, and now they all have businesses of their own.
Which is so great.
It's just so cool to see, like, 10 years friendship with them. And then now with Haley, it's just cool that I got to be that for her when I had that. And I looked at somebody else for that. So it's kind of crazy. Yeah. I would never thought I was, like, influencing anybody.
You totally are. Like, the biggest, best, most influence in my life, for sure. Mm-hmm. Nice. Her, for sure, and Derek. Like, Derek, your husband now. Husband. Same. He has totally helped me. He's like such my bestie as well. Mm-hmm. Like
we took her under our wing, which is annoying that a lot of people think we're a thruple.
I know. We're not a freaking thruple.
Just to clarify, we were never a thruple.
We're not a fucking thruple.
We were always just friends, and she was
just besties. Like,
she was our third wheel.
Yeah, we're just all good friends.
I know. Mine's in the gutter.
I don't know. Why do you guys, why does mine go there? Like,
sickos.
Mine's like always rainbows and butterflies.
We're a good looking trio, but no, I'm a jealous bitch.
No. We wouldn't be friends. Like, I know. It's actually very common.
It's
like,
very common. Everybody's like, oh, we thought you guys were all dating. Like, we were just hanging out. Like we would travel a lot. We do a lot together. But gosh, like, God, we're like a bunch of girlfriends.
Derek is one of the girls. Like, he's a girl.
And now her boyfriend is one of the girls. Like, we have girls' night every Friday.
Yeah.
And the guys are just part of the girls. We never call it guys' night. We call it girls' night.
And they call it girls' night, too. They're like, okay,
what
are
we doing for girls' night?
What movie are we watching for girls' night? Like, they just know.
They watch, like, the Barbie movie. Or whatever, chick flicks. And we drink wine and we hang out. But it is nice because now they have each other. Because when it was just Derek, he'd be like, oh, you guys don't shut up. We're going to watch that same movie again. And now they have each other.
Yeah, so they can go out and do their thing.
They can go to the man cave.
Yeah. There's now a man cave in my house.
Which is another weird thing. I mean, it's still a Barbie dream house.
It is,
but
and it will forever be a Barbie dream
house. There's a man
house,
corner.
It is a man corner in the garage. Mm-hmm. It actually looks good, but it's nice.
She's got him organized.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, very organized and OCD. And thankfully, so is he. So it worked out. But
oh, you guys are so meant to be.
Yeah, we are.
It's weird. Because Derek, my husband, is the male version of me.
He is.
Yeah, I'm not as much of a hard ass as he is.
She is Derek. Derek is her.
Whatever. But same with Zach. Like, you guys are both the same people.
We are the same.
Talk about emotional.
Very calm, but very, like, we like to take naps.
Very sweet. And they're nappers.
Yeah, we are very sweet. Like, we're just.
They're good people.
We're two peas in a pod as well.
They're the cutest little white family I ever did see.
I know. I love it. No, it's just crazy, though. Like, being around you guys, like, I always were saying, I was like, oh, I can't wait to find my man, and I just hope he's like Derek, like you guys. Mm-hmm. I love their relationship, and I'm just like
I always like that you guys have fun. Me and Derek, we always have fun. Like, we've had our toxic moments, don't get me wrong, but like very few and far between. Like, he's my best friend.
Yeah, no,
other
totally.
Than Haley.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, no, and I always was like, I just can't wait. Like, he's going to be just like Derek. We're going to be just like Bianca and Derek. And, like.
And they are. They have so much fun. They
laugh. Yeah. I found my person, and it's just, like, so cool. And then we were always saying, again, like, they need to be besties, and they are. Mm-hmm. And now we're just one big happy family.
Manifestation, you guys. It's real.
It is. Yeah.
It's kind of, like, too
real. It's scary.
It's like, whoa. So careful what you say.
Yeah.
And careful what you wish for, because it will come true.
Mm-hmm. It really does. Yeah, but it's great. Can't complain.
No.
Yeah.
Are you missing anything from where we started?
I know. I don't know.
Start from the bottom.
Now we're here. On Skintimate Convos. Like, what the heck? I don't know. I feel like we kind of, like, touched on how we met.
Much everything.
Yeah. So long story short, she hated me, didn't like me, but now we're besties.
Now
and that's, like, usually when the best friends form and we're inseparable.
I feel so bad when I say it. Yeah, inseparable. I feel bad now. I'm like, I hate you.
It's okay. I just think it's funny now.
No, I was reluctant to get to know you. But that was just me. See, I was going through traumatic times in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but no, I feel like.
No, it's all been the best ever. I'm so lucky. Like, I don't feel like a lot of people have what we have.
I know.
So we're so lucky.
We are really, really lucky. Like, everyone always tells us, like, oh, I just wish I had a best friend like you guys. Like. I'm just so happy that we have each other, because I don't know what I'd do without you, literally. But yeah.
You would have no home.
Yeah, who freaking knows?
Or
I don't like to think
I'm
about
kidding.
That, because that's scary.
No, that wouldn't even. That's, like, not meant to be, so.
No, everything happens for a reason, and we are exactly where we are meant to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
So traveling this year is going to be a big thing we've talked about.
Yeah.
We went on our last trip a couple weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
And that was our last InMode summit for the year, which is really cool, you guys. Like,
yes. We love InMode.
We go to all of these conferences, and even a lot of them, like, they're kind of repetitive with certain things, but gosh, I feel like it really helps us retain.
Yeah.
Which it, hearing things it is. Multiple over times, and over
for sure. It does. It makes mm-hmm. us be like reassured, like, oh, okay, we are doing things right, or, mm-hmm. ooh, we should try this instead. Yeah, so no, that was good. We went to Denver, really cool. stayed at the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, it was bougie. We liked it.
Yeah, we didn't leave. We just ordered room service.
Mm-hmm. In the evenings.
In the evenings, yeah. Yes. We went to, obviously, the conference during mm-hmm. the day and learned so much. It was cool. We went to one of, very similar, back in June of last year.
June or July, but it was, we had just got our new machine mm-hmm. and back then it was so new, we were like, I don't know, like, yes, we knew how to run it, obviously. Yeah. We'd been trained on it, but it was nice to actually do this training or this conference after doing so many treatments. Yeah. With that device,
but, and plus too, like, the last one, yes, they touched on the new device, but they didn't like
hardly, because they hadn't launched
exactly
yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was really cool this time to just again hear everything again and like retain
and with our
it
new with device. The new one.
Yeah, and it's so cool, you guys. Like,
it does so much. Like, it does. It has like
we've
four
done
different
modalities.
Almost everything. Mm-hmm. We're gonna still do one of the treatments, and we were supposed to do it on our break, but we just didn't get a chance because mm-hmm. life is crazy.
Yeah, and we realized we had headshots coming up, which we can talk about too. But
yes.
We didn't want to look all
we didn't
crazy
be a little for swollen. Headshots. Because there's no downtime with. Or Morpheus, but there's social downtime and socially.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to look crazy in my headshots.
No.
But we are going to do it. I've done it once on my abdomen. Actually, I've done all the things, yeah, with the machine. Because we've done all the laser hair removal,
uh-huh.
everything.
Yeah.
Haley's done the IPL. I'm kind of scared of IPL just because I'm melasma girl.
Yeah. Do not want to do IPL on melasma.
No, because it can make it worse. I've been pre-treating, so I think I'd be okay because I use the Vivid, which is a good pre-treatment
for that. I feel
like
it's gone.
Oh, yes. I had melasma on my upper lip. Like, it looked like I had dirt on my upper lip or a mustache or shadow.
One summer we went to the lake all the time, and that's when it, like,
really came out. That was our first year. Our first year of friends. No, so we went to the lake every weekend because that was 2020 and there was not a lot to do indoors, so we were outdoors.
Yeah,
so I got my melasma. Are you hot,
girl? I'm sweating.
So the melasma was really dark from that, so that's why I'm afraid of it. But that's the IPL.
yeah,
so careful with certain mm-hmm. treatments, modalities whenever you have hyperpigmentation.
The IPL too can treat hyperpigmentation and rosacea, blood vessels, a little angioma here and there, but definitely full face, chest. You can even do your arms. You could do some on your legs, but not like those, like, super vascular veins. Those you want mm-hmm. something else. And then it has laser hair removal.
You need to go see a vascular specialist for those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. vein specialist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the laser hair removal.
It works amazing. Not so good. If you have gray hairs, white hairs, really fair blonde, or even fair redheads, they don't mm-hmm. really do well with those just due to the laser being attracted to the pigment.
Yeah.
Not to say it won't work, but it may be a little bit harder to treat those.
Yeah.
White hair, for sure you can.
No, that's more
gray
electrolysis.
Hair,
yes,
that's more electrolysis.
But does that laser hair removal work so good.
Oh, gosh, you guys. I'm going to have no shaver by the end of...
I know.
By the end of the winter.
Yeah.
I think I'll be done.
No, it's so good. Like, I need to do another session, but I struggle really, really, really bad with, like, razor burn on my, like, bikini line. Like, I'm so insecure during summer, and I get just like, ugh, it's just awful.
Poor thing. So I was always like, if you just went
so
free
bad.
Free woman, you'd have a raging blush.
I know.
Poor
it's just
thing.
Like, ugh, so bad. So this laser really has
changed
my life already. I've only done 3 treatments. I have not got any, like, ingrowns,
That's
any bumps.
Good.
I know. And, like, the rashes are, like, gone. Like, it's just, ah, I'm so no happy. I'm
going
to be a naked mole rat for summer, like.
No, I always look at my Billy shaver and I'm like, I can't wait to throw you away.
I know. Yeah.
Because right now it's just a little spot treatments. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy because I don't really grow hair anymore.
No. And you can do it all over your whole body.
Sometimes. But I'm like,
but
I've
very,
done
like,
3.
Sparse.
Very sparse.
And very fine. Like, it doesn't grow back. It doesn't feel like as thick.
As coarse.
Or prickly.
Mm-hmm. 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 No, for sure.
Yeah. So, no, that's really good. And then The Morpheus. So good.
Oh, I've done that on my abdomen. Uh-huh. So that's really helped because I would stretch more. I mean, I've had three kids. I just told you guys. So that's helped with like skin tightening, especially around the belly button area. I've had work done, don't get me wrong, but it's really helped with skin laxity because you can't really do much with that unless you're getting it cut off.
Yeah. And that's what we were wanting to do to our faces too.
Not cut it off, but.
Oh. Eventually. We need to start saving for facelifts.
No, yeah, because they're expensive. That shit's
expensive.
Yeah.
Because obviously when she gets in a facelift, I'm going to get a facelift. We do surgery buddies, so it's just.
And we've talked about it. Unfortunately, she says, like, her ethnicity ages not as well.
No.
As darker.
It's already happening.
We like to pretend like our skin is in the same age.
Yeah, I mean, we're the same age, so it is. Mm-hmm. It's just happening.
It's fine.
That way we can die on my couch together.
Yeah,
or wherever we go. But yeah, we are going to do the Morpheus for skin tightening, texture, pores, all kinds of things.
She was doing it for her face.
Yeah, really want
to
like
she
address.
She wants to really help these areas. Well, she had buccal fat removal and that left a little bit of laxity.
Which has been probably it's really, really helped me, you guys. Like I had down here and I always want to just. So the buccal fat was for sure my favorite surgery I've done, but. It has left me like a little.
A little bit.
Tiny. Like, it's not bad.
Like, nobody would ever notice, but we do.
Now I'm all pointing at, so now you guys will, but it's all right here. So I just want to, like, get rid of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't want to do that for our headshots.
No.
Yeah.
The headshots were awesome, though. We got them today, actually. Yes, we were looking at them all day.
Media Kings.
So I can't wait for you guys to see those.
They're great. They took our new headshots, took some cool videos of the whole team. It looks
all
so
of us
good. Yeah.
With our full team.
I know when I saw our group photo, I was like, look at your team.
We look like a JCPenney family.
Oh my God, we took one of the JCPenney funny pictures. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be funny.
We post it.
They're cute. I've always wanted to do one.
Yeah, no, I know. It was good. I'm glad we took like updated photos because the last time we took headshots was
before we opened. It was actually a year ago. Or over
a
year.
It was a little over a year ago.
So I want to say it was like November, October, November, right? October, maybe.
October, November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember exactly, but.
So hopefully we'll revamp things for you guys. We're trying to keep things looking fresh.
Fresh, yeah.
We don't ever want to just keep them the same
forever.
We don't
want to be, like, stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Keep evolving, growing. Yeah. No, so, yeah, we're just really excited for 2025. Just keep thriving, keep growing SKN, just keep trying out new treatments, new products. Probably going to go to more, like, conferences, trainings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm going to pride myself in as a business owner is investing in my team.
She said that since
day one.
I've done
everything I said.
I know.
So I'm like, no, I really feel like that is knowledge is power, and the more you know.
Yeah. No, so we're super excited. I think it's going to be another great year. And then, again, like we said last time, we're going to travel more as well.
Yes.
So get back to like having some fun.
And then what I do love about the newer trends now is that all of you guys know so much more.
I know. Like everyone
that comes
in informational on like what they want.
No,
like,
they know. Yeah. People come in actually knowing what they want versus tell me what you think I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that was hard because I would suggest things. Some people were like, oh, I didn't know I had that.
Yeah.
Like, and it sucks to, like, point things out or people don't – they're not ready to hear. So it's really nice, like, where it's gone – the direction it's taken since I started. Because people used to come and be like, I don't know, I want that Botox in my cheeks. And I'm like, that's filler, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everybody's so much more educated. And I feel like self-care is just – it's become out there more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with, like, products and ingredients. Like, people now are, like –
they're more aware of it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, they're like, okay, I know I need to put all these products on my skin or to, like, clear up my concerns. But, like, back then, I don't want any moisturizer. Like, don't give me a moisturizer. Like, I'm acne and oily.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, I need a good moisturizer. I have acne. And I'm like, yay.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, it's cool just to see everybody just know more about what we do.
Well, thank TikTok for that.
It's
good and bad.
I know. I don't know about this whole TikTok, though, sometimes.
Sometimes. I learn a lot. I learn a lot. But
I haven't been on TikTok
there are
so
some
long.
Things where I'm like, I probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not so much that I'm never on TikTok, but it's just other people sending it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But yeah.
Yeah, somebody just messaged me the other day asking about, I don't know what it is. I don't even know what it's called. It's some type of, like, I don't know if it's, like, a high frequency or something. They're like, oh, I saw it on TikTok. Should I get it? And I'm like, I don't even know, like, what it is.
Oh. Yeah. I see a lot of people doing the red light that we use, like, the red light mask, but it's the wand.
Oh.
There's a little wand that's the red light, but you just go over each area, which I think that would be helpful. I think the red light therapy is very beneficial.
Yeah. I love my red light therapy.
Oh, I saw you finally wore your neck, your décolleté.
I got a new neck and décolleté red light for Christmas, thanks to my boyfriend, and it is so cool. Now I'm just, like, masking the whole time.
Yeah, she looks like Iron Man.
Yeah.
I mean, I do great. Too.
I know. But yeah, you have yours too. Mm-hmm.
Self-care.
Yeah, self-care is the best care. Yeah.
Yes.
No, so.
That's it.
Yeah. Short and sweet today, but very just, like, getting to know us a little bit more.
A little more background.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much more. That's just.
That's just the surface, I guess, of it.
Of the iceberg.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well,
this has been Skintimate Convos.
We will see you guys next time.
See you later bitches.